to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. Paul, that song means it's time for the winter plant week. And of course, it's brought to you, to all of us, by Moscarillo's Garden Shop, 2600 Albany Avenue, West Hartford, Connecticut. Their number is 860-236-5487. And a very interesting plant, because it's the winter plant, it's kind of an indoor plant. It is an indoor plant, but it can be planted outdoors after the frost is gone. And what is that plant?
It's oxalis, otherwise known as the shamrock. Oxalis triangularis.
Yeah, these are big. I mean, these are...
This isn't like the clover that you find out in the yard.
No.
This is the shamrock that St. Patrick used to explain the Holy Trinity to the...
Yes, and St. Joseph took the purple one.
Right.
And he explained the Trinity also.
So you buy the green one now for St. Patrick's Day.
At least that's what the Irish tell the Italians.
Yes.
You buy the green one now for St. Patrick's Day and the purple one, purple-leafed variety, early Easter. You're good to go.
Or St. Joe's Day. It's
and they got little flowers.
They have little white flowers.
Pretty.
What a nice little plant to have around
and
for the holidays.
Easy.
Yeah.
They're festive.
And unusual. So, get thee to Moscarillo's and ask for the plant of the week. And if you say it like that and say that you heard it on Len and Lisa, you'll get 20% off.
There you go.
That's 2600 Albany Avenue, Moscarillo's Garden Shop, 860-236-5487. Tell the whole gang we said hi.
Isn't that O Moscarillo's?
It is now. Yes, it is. O Moscarillo's.
For a week, anyway.
Yes. Paul Tukey, are you still there?
I am here.
I have not lost you yet. I am so proud.
Hey, we're surprised.
Good thing I'm not running.
Yeah, I've got so many buttons here to press and levers. Let's go to Doug in Colchester, who's got a question. Hey, Doug, welcome to Garden Talk.
Good afternoon at this point. I've been a fan of organic gardening for about 4 years, and I've been putting it on the lawn. The question I always have is about when, because I always start with the corn gluten. Is the time about now to begin putting that down?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Here's the real easy and perfect way to tell. Every year, doesn't matter what the weather does, it's what we call phenological dating.
All the time.
These guys know me for my big words, but I'm going to explain it to you.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Phenological dating.
And it's so poetic, too.
Is it?
I think I did that in high school.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. But all it really means is we're picking a date by when a flower comes into bloom. And in this specific case, we're going to use forsythia.
Okay.
As the forsythia starts to come into bloom, that means we're leading just a couple of weeks ahead of when crabgrass seed starts to germinate. And that's the one we're really going after with the corn gluten.
But let's say I have a busy schedule in April, because you know what? I have a busy schedule in April. And I wanted to, and I've got, you know, pretty much every Sunday in March available. Can't I put the corn gluten meal down ahead of schedule?
You can, but it's going to start breaking down ahead of time, even though the biological action isn't going to be really strong yet because of the colder temperatures still, it's going to start breaking down. So you're going to start releasing some of that chemical that causes the seed inhibition in the crabgrass ahead of time. So it's really better off if you nail it right on that time. And at any time that the forsythia are in bloom, you're pretty good through there.
But go ahead and buy it now, so soon as the forsythia comes.
Well, there was a shortage on corn gluten last year, so it goes fast out there. So get yours now.
It does. One other question I have is I use the chicken poop on my flowers and my vegetables, and I kind of just take a handful and throw it on there about every 2 weeks. Is that acceptable? Is that the thing to do?
Everything growing good?
Yeah. Is your wife complaining about the chicken poop?
See, the smell does have a tendency to cause neighbors to kind of stick up their nose in the air a little bit at times.
Yeah, but does that bother
been there. I get the same thing when I use the fish for fertilizer, Doug. And you know what? And I live in Colchester, so if you smell fish, it's probably me. If I smell chicken poop, I'm coming over to say howdy.
When you put the fish emulsion on, don't do it on a hot day where as soon as it turns evening, you turn on the whole house fan and smell the whole house up, and the whole family looks at you like you've just...
Came across, and where was it from? Who was making it? I'll think of it. A mint-flavored or mint-scented fish emulsion.
Ooh. Oh, Paul Tukian and I actually were, a couple of years back, working with the company that was doing that. It works really well.
Yeah, and I will figure out the name of the company puts it out. But look for that mint-flavored... it's more scented. I guess you have to drink it if it's flavored.
That's one way to knock it down. Another way that I found, and it's a little more expensive, but it's actually a really good biological to add to your soil, something called EM, or effective microbes. That's another thing that really, they're a facultative anaerobic bacteria. Mm-hmm. So they're used to digesting poop. That's what they do. And it really helps to kind of break it down and release those nutrients into the soil. And it knocks down the smell at the same time. They're using it in manure lagoons for farming and whatnot. It's really effective.
Leach fields.
And leaching fields.
Yeah. Well, you got them going, Doug. Let me tell you.
Yeah, and he starts putting the big words out, and everybody's eyes glaze over, and he just loses us.
The EM, is that solid, or is that a liquid?
You can get it in a liquid form. You can also get a solid form called Bokashi. And if you do a little looking on the internet, you will find that there's a lot of recipes out there to start making your own Bokashi. So if you're already doing some composting, here's another way to do anaerobic digestion. It's not really composting, it's anaerobic. And add
which
a whole other set
no
of biology,
air.
Which means no air, exactly. Yeah. So a whole other level of compost.
Oh, and the company that has the mint fish emulsion was Espoma.
Yeah. That wasn't the one that Paul and I were working with, but
well,
I'm sure
you
got
it?
Him out now. No, I can't.
See, there's the beauty of organics; they can't patent it, so you'll get lots of competition, and prices can come down.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Bokashi. How do you spell that?
Bokashi. Bokashi. It's an old Japanese anaerobic digestion technique that they've used on gardens for centuries to help knock down disease, smells, digest manures. It's a great idea.
It's kind of eating a lot of sushi and then laying down for a nap. same principle.
Nice.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
Have a good day now.
You also.
I bet you.
Right. Bye-bye. Len, can I go? Let me make a point about crabgrass right now if we have
sure.
a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you mentioned this, you referenced it earlier about the raking piece, is that the tendency in spring is to go out there and rake like a banshee. And when you, depending on how hard you're raking and what kind of rake you're using, if you're raking hard enough to really scarify the soil, really scratch that soil up, all you're really doing in a lot of cases is waking up those weed seeds and creating ideal conditions for crabgrass seed to germinate, because crabgrass seed needs light to germinate. And your real goal should just be to clean up that top layer, try to leave the soil alone, and get the grass as tall as possible as fast as possible, because the tall grass plants will actually shade the surface of the soil so that the weed seeds don't germinate. So one of the big mistakes that people make, it's just like innate in all of us. We want to go out. Raking actually feels fun for a couple of these first warm days in the spring, and until you realize that it isn't a couple hours into it. But just avoid doing that in the spring, and you'll be amazed at how much that will reduce your crabgrass.
You know, Paul, there are sick people like I who actually like to rake, and it was actually a hard thing to do to give up the raking. You stand back, it looks all nice, and you've got this good workout, and you're out in the air, and so I actually like raking.
But you go for a walk.
But it was, and that's what I do instead. So instead of raking, now I go for a walk in the woods with the dog.
Or, you know, tomorrow you're going to be tempted. Tomorrow afternoon you're going to be tempted because it's going to be such a nice day to get out there and rake. No, just pick up the sticks. Pick up the sticks.
And
pine cones. And then at 2 o'clock, plan to be at the Trinity College on 300 Summit Street in Hartford to view a chemical reaction. What a wonderful afternoon. There's food by the Alchemy Cafe. Boy, you can't beat that.
Actually, Len, there's food by Alchemy Cafe. Mark Shadel from Ion Restaurant, best vegetarian restaurant for like 30 years running in the Advocate. We're going to have a panel discussion afterwards. It's going to feature the best minds in organics in Connecticut. Mike Nadeau from Plantscapes, Bill Dusing from NOFA, Nancy DeBrule Clemente. This is going to be a little bit more than just a movie. Well worth the price of admission.
And after the break, we're going to talk about the sponsors for this. And if you or your group would like to become a sponsor for the viewing of a chemical reaction, we're going to tell you how to do that. So get a paper and pencil ready. But right now, it's time to add a little class to Garden Talk. With the Garden Poets Corner, Paul, remember the Garden Poets Corner, real garden poems written by real gardeners. And with today's poem or musing is the legendary Lisa Napolitano.
Oh, I get myself into these things. Let's see if I can do this without having my tongue tied in a knot. Pea Musings by Twining Vine. If snap peas snap, do cow peas moo? Can garden peas garden and taste good too? Are two peas in a pod as cute as they claim? Or could two beans be as pleasing and look much the same? How did black-eyed peas get their black eyes? Are sugar peas high calorie? Are snow peas white and cold? Are centipedes long or just very old? Are three peas a trinity? Or just one less than four? Can dwarf peas climb and not use the door? And last but not least, is peas porridge a feast? And is it best served 9 days old?
Boy, that'll keep you up at night, huh?
My tongue hurts.
All right. We'll be back with more Paul Tukey and Garden Talk right after this.